the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Be not afraid, you have favor with God and will bear his son, and he will be called Jesus, the Son of the Most High God.
My soul magnifies
the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord.
My soul magnifies the Lord.
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded me his servant.
My soul magnifies
my soul, magnifies
my soul, magnifies the Lord.
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded me his servant.
All generations will call me blessed.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the goat, and the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Long foretold in days of old, born to give our hearts new birth, now has come the blessed Savior, tell the news to all the earth. Born to us a child this day, God with us, Emmanuel. Unto us a son is given, now the Word made flesh to dwell.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all of the world should be enrolled. And Joseph went from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Hush, my babe, lie still and slumber. Holy angels, guard thy bed. Heavenly blessings without number, gently stealing on thy head.
Soft and easy is thy cradle, coarse and hard the Savior lay. When his birthplace was a stable and his softest bed was hay.
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them,
"Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all people."
Song of Nazareth, of sunny days of joy. Oh, sing of fragrant flowers' breath and of the sinless boy.
Thank you.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying,
"Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the place, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him.
Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
The wise may bring their learning, the rich may bring their gold, and some may bring their greatness and glories new and old.
We too would bring our treasures to offer to the king. We have no wealth nor wisdom, what then shall we all bring? What then shall we all bring?
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Come, let us adore him, the child in the manger, the child of Bethlehem, the child of whom choirs of angels sing. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all. But you, O Bethlehem, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, out of you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days.
And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
Love came down at Christmas. God is with us.
Born into a world of darkness, light of lights to guide our way.
Born to us a Prince of peace.
Born to us a child this day.